What up, chicken heads? This is episode number 51 of this podcast. I'm Jackie, a 27-year-old guy living in not-so-central Maryland, where we got hit with a bunch of snow, and it was pretty awesome. Like I say, I like snow, but I don't like how the weather, mainly winter, fucks up plans. And I know work isn't really a plan, but I don't like that the weather can stop shit. Like, I hate summer, but at least, you know, if there's a summer shower or a summer thunderstorm, that's not gonna fuck your shit up. For the most part. But, like, a snow just paralyzes a whole fucking part of a state and makes people retarded. I like shoveling. I really love shoveling. Like, I grew up in Pennsylvania where just it snowed and it was awesome. And, you know, in Maryland, there's not much snow. This morning, though, I'm driving down this back road that I get to work. Whoa, signs are knocked down. That's awesome. But this morning, I had to take a back road to the back roads to get to the main highway around here. And see, I'm pulling up to where I would normally make a right onto back road number one. And there's like a truck blocking it off. And I look at them and I go, hey, is this way safe to go? Like the non-blocked off way. And he goes, I guess. I don't know. I'm like, well, then don't block off the area. You know, detour me. Tell me something. Is the detour safe or not? Don't fucking tell me to go one way if you don't know if it's safe or not. So I go down this back road number two, which is crazy. It's not really safe to go down there anyway, but with snow it makes it even worse because it's only one lane. But whatever, obviously I got to work safe, and the main highways are fine. But last night it started snowing around, I don't know, 5, and people who didn't leave work before 5 basically were fucked, and parts of Maryland were just crippled. Like cars, like highways were closed and people couldn't get out. Like, I know my dad was stuck in on 695, which is one of the main highways around Baltimore. He was stuck from about 6:30 to about midnight. Well, he got home. It took him until midnight to get home. He was stuck there till I think 11 something. So he got home all right, and thankful for that. But you can keep up with that on twitter.com/Twinkie and Twinkie Beyond. And it just, snow sucks. I hate it. But I do like shoveling, so I shoveled this morning, I shoveled last night. Snow's really nice to look at. It's just a piece of, I just hate it. I fucking hate having to deal with it. I've told people, you know, I'll shovel their shit for free. I don't care. I like it. It's the only exercise that I get. And you get, you blow off about 4,000 calories in an hour of shoveling, which is crazy. That's insane. Not that I'm trying, well, I am trying to lose weight, but that's pretty awesome. It's because snow is so fucking heavy. I guess that's why. I don't know. But yeah, I'm driving home now on back road, a back road, and I'm going to see if back road number one is open. I'm sure it is. It's, you know, stuff has melted by now. It's been above freezing today. You know, I fucking hate, goddamn it, like people who don't brush off the tops of their fucking cars and then the snow just flies off and you have to goddamn play Frogger and try to avoid it. It's stupid. Those pieces of shit like that need to be fucking fined. It's, I know that's too many cars to stop on the fucking highway, but it's bullshit. You shouldn't be able to just let that go. And apparently a lot of cars were just left on the highway last night because it's just too bad. And you know, you're not supposed to do that, but of course you're not supposed to freeze to death too, I guess. But pretty bad stuff. We don't get snow very often in Maryland. People don't fucking know how to handle it. But, I don't know. The Maryland State Highway Association definitely did a pretty shitty job. And it's just not cool. They stranded a bunch of people out there. And the gas and electric company, the Baltimore Gas and Electric Company, which is basically the monopoly fucking electric company in Maryland, they let like 300,000 households just go out without electricity, and I think it's still going on. I see a ton of trees downed, and I'm going through back road number one now, and it looks totally clean. Though When it snowed, I think last week or the week before, I was going down this road, and this is the one that I almost fell into a fucking river with the SUV behind me, who decided that it was still a good idea to follow, you know, a car's length behind me, even though they could see that I'm a terrible driver. It looks fine now, and there are a ton of, like, power lines that are really low. Like, I've never seen them that low, even when Maryland had a state of emergency about, I don't know, 7 years ago. That was pretty awesome. I walked a few miles in that snow just because I could, because nothing was happening. Like, if you were caught on the road in your car, they said they would just arrest you, straight up, ticket you or arrest you, because basically you're taking up space for emergency vehicles. And they were asking for, like, SUVs and Hummers and other people with retarded fucking douchebag cars to help bring people to the hospital, which is pretty cool that people stepped up to do that. But I wouldn't fucking risk my life for that. I'm a terrible person, I know, but whatever. So there's all this snow going on, and I got into work late today, and yesterday I didn't go into work, but I worked from home, and, and that's the thing, if I don't, let's just say the rule of thumb is, if I don't go to work, you're not getting a podcast. It's basically, you know, weekends and, government holidays. Not that, I don't get government holidays off because I don't work for the government, but for all those holidays that, I don't have to work, or just days that I take off, I'm not going to do a podcast because I don't care. I really don't care. In fact, I was thinking about taking this down to maybe only two or three times a week, even though my project was to do this once every workday. And I've been really pretty good at it, I think. And way better than I did with the Twinkie Beyond podcast. But there's another one of those motherfuckers who doesn't brush off their fucking... But yeah, I was thinking of taking it down to three, maybe two times a week, because there's not much for me to talk about, and you know, maybe when stuff starts picking up in my social life. No, that's not true at all. My social life's fine. It's just that I don't really feel like talking when I'm leaving work a lot of the times, and I don't feel like talking before I get to work because it's way too fucking early. But I never upload this. Oh yeah, note, I never upload this right after I get to work or after I get home from work, because it's none of your fucking business what time I get to or from work. Assholes. But yeah. Also, it's just, I don't know. It's free and all, but because I don't have to pay for the space now, or I don't have to pay for other people to pay for space at all, I don't need to maintain a website, or, you know, whatever, but I've become lazy, and I just don't want to rant and talk about the same shit every day. So I was thinking that I would only put out an episode if I had something I really wanted to talk about. So I'm thinking about that, and I'll figure it out. And it looks like there's a fucking truck. Oh, no, that truck is not blocking my... If it was blocking my way, I would have been really, really fucking pissed. Road closed ahead. Wow. That's awesome. I wonder how people are going to get home if they live down there. All right, whatever. But yeah, I don't really have much to talk about most of the time. Video games, like, I can talk about video games, but I don't really like... Well, you know what? That's not true. I don't like talking about video games to other gamers. I've already talked about that, about how gamers are just assholes. And, you know, myself too. But I guess I could talk video games when it's in soliloquy form, where I'm just talking. But I don't really think about video games all that often. Like, I read the news and then I'm like, oh, that's cool, or not. And then I post my opinion on twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond. That's pretty much it. Though yesterday, since I was working at home, I left my Xbox on, and because I queued up a bunch of stuff to download. I, like I said in the last episode, which was what, Wednesday? No, today's Thursday. Tuesday, I downloaded the Red Dead bullshit, the Borderlands. I also queued up the Crysis 2 multiplayer demo and the what was the other one? Bulletstorm demo, and that game. At first looked awesome, and then looked stupid as shit, and then looked awesome again, and right now it's kind of teetering on the awesome slash really fucking awesome scale for me. And I've queued up all those downloads, and I left my Xbox on all day for about 8 hours, and these things took about, you know, 7 gigs, and after 8 hours, still not done downloading. And then I played some Black Ops for a little bit, and I was just fucking in beast mode. I was playing Capture the Flag and trying to get Marathon Pro. If you don't know what that is, I don't really give a fuck. But you have to play Capture the Flag and return your flag 15 times as part of getting Marathon Pro. Marathon Pro is a perk that allows you to sprint infinitely, which is very realistic, obviously. But I was trying to do that and doing fantastically. And like at the end of the night, after I had my best games, I was like, you know what? I'm going to retire for tonight. And wow, don't walk in the middle of the street. Fucking children. Stupid fucking kids. I should have fucking hit them. They're Asian too. They deserve to get hit. So I'm like, I come back after about half an hour. I let stuff download again. And I come back after half an hour. I'm like, I'll pick up the controller again and play a little more. And when I do, my internet connection's at one bar. So, you know, when you're playing online multiplayer with Call of Duties and first-person shooters, for the most part, fuck, my car is not breaking, for the most part, you're either on a one bar, two, three, or four bar connection, four being the best, and, you know, earlier in the night I was on three or four, and then when I got back on later, I was on one the whole time, and I was just fucking getting my ass destroyed. And I was like, fuck this game. This is a terrible fucking game. Even though there is no session where I don't just call Black Ops the worst video game ever. But I'm thinking I'm going to go back to Modern Warfare 2 sometime soon. So there's that. I don't know. I'm having fun with Black Ops. I really do like it. It's just the stuff that really sucks really fucking sucks. So I'll just have to put up with it. But yeah, all those downloads haven't even finished yet. So I need to set my Xbox... just let it be and let it do its own thing still again. Well, my neighborhood looks pretty, like it looks pretty plowed. Pretty nice job. A bunch of cars, trucks that are just frozen in behind snow walls, so good luck to them. This woman is shoveling right now. I don't know what the hell she's shoveling. She's just shoveling in a circle. Fucking retard. Snowman on every corner. I fucking love this neighborhood. It's so idyllic and like Pleasantville and all white folk. I love white people, man. You don't even know. Alright, pulling up. Damn. I did a pretty shitty job of shoveling this one area, so I need to shovel more there. Let's see if I can get up the ramp. Yes! What I want to do too is reverse my car to see if I can get out later. Alright, there we go. Good. And parked. I don't know if my car's front wheel or back wheel drive. I know nothing about cars. I don't give a fuck about cars. There we go. Yeah, I like shoveling, so I'm gonna pick up the shovel and shovel a little more. But I have to drop a deuce. Which one should I do? If you're shovel for a little and then drop that deuce. Alright, well, twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, TwinkieBeyond@gmail.com, 3guys.info, check that shit out. I think I'm going to put out an episode of this audio boo, but it's just going to be like 15 minute excerpt from that podcast, so you guys can get a fucking feel of what that podcast is. Because we need listeners, and you need to listen. If you like what I talk about, you're going to like the fucking stupid, terrible shit that I talk about on there. Because, let's face it, I'm the most entertaining guy in the world. Podcast professional. Peace, bitches. I don't say peace. Fuck you.